Quincy City Council President Ward 3 Councillor Ian Kane is joining us for special announcements on this April 1st, 2025. Ian, how are you?
I'm well, Joe. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for taking time to talk to us about your decision not to seek re-election this year. Why is
Yes.
that?
I've been in this role for 10 years. I think it comes as no surprise that I've sought another office to, have a sort of greater role in a different capacity. And I don't want to just sit and keep a seat warm while I think about other things. I think that 10 years is a good run. And I'm happy to give the seat up for some new energy and a new voice.
I did. I know earlier this year I asked you, and you indicated you would be running for re-election. So, did something change from then to now?
No, I just didn't want to, of course, bury the lead. I think it was something that I had been contemplating, and I didn't, obviously want to give it up too soon. But it was a difficult decision to make too. I think that this role, and I think you see it with a lot of political roles, it becomes a part of people's life and identity, and your involvement becomes so integral to who you are. And I think giving it up is a tough decision.
In your announcement, you say this isn't a goodbye to public service. It's simply the end of this chapter. I'll continue advocating for smart, future-focused solutions that serve people first. So, does that mean you'll seek another office in Quincy or elsewhere?
We'll see. I honestly have no plan. I think I'm going to see where the open road takes me, so to speak. I mean, that's it. I mean, I went for something last year. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to recalibrate and see what happens. I think I don't want to be calculating about any of these things. I want to see what makes sense, if there's a role that makes sense at a certain point in time. But I don't want to put that much pressure on it. I think that kind of leaving it be and continuing to be involved. I mean, I got six months left in this term, and however many months, 8 months left in this term. So, we'll finish out strong. We still, speaking of sort of forward thinking and innovative concepts, we're gonna get this broadband project over the line. And that's been 7 years. So, these things take a long time too. But yeah, we'll see. Stay tuned. I look forward to staying involved in new ways and finding new ways to engage with the community, and I've got stuff going on in the background too. So,
I guess it brings up the obvious question, will you be supporting or endorsing anybody to replace you?
I mean, I don't know of anyone that's running, so it's probably a little premature.
Okay. Looking back, Ian, some accomplishments. Obviously, you mentioned the broadband. Anything else that you'd like
Yeah,
to
broadband. I
highlight
mean,
from?
when we came out of the gate in 16 and 17, we started looking at pedestrian safety. That was a big thing that has now come full circle. I think we put these projects forward and people forget that we've done a lot of work. We've gone through multiple growth stages within the TPAL department since that time. We hosted a town hall meeting last week, and Ed Grennan and Ali Rule were great, and they have just become such strong leaders of that department and have put together many comprehensive plans that they're implementing today that is seeking to continue to protect pedestrian safety that we sought when we came out in 16 and 17. I think people might also forget we and Nina and I we were very much looking for fiscal responsibility within the city. We had started to come up with capital improvement plans that we thought were not as organized as they could be, not really looking at the prioritizations across the city and how we spend money. The broadband thing comes up in 18. We continued the one of the greatest things that we did, Walter Hubley and I, we came up, with Porch Fest. That's a great community initiative that is now an annuity across the city that people look forward to. It's so nice to hear that people plan their own events around Porch Fest and getting people together. And again, that's community engagement. I mean, there have been a whole host of things. Of course, most recently, figuring out how to protect the tax-exempt status of municipal bonds. Obviously, we led an effort from the city council looking at protecting or at least amending components of the right to shelter law. There are some serious issues that have come before the city over the last 10 years that we've been involved, obviously with different composition of council too. So we've seen many people come through, and the voices and the concepts and the ideas have all changed and evolved over time. But Zero Harriet Ave, we protected Montclair. We have advocated and raised money around infrastructure. We've done countless streets and sidewalks and water mains and sewer mains. And in collaboration with National Grid, we've seen a lot of that work, which we're still on the other side of now. But that's the bread and butter stuff, making sure that people are receiving the services appropriately from the municipality. And we're there to kind of grease the engine, so to speak, on when it's not working.
Any I don't regrets or things left on the table that you didn't feel that you got to accomplish?
Not, I mean, no regrets, absolutely no regrets. And I don't know about not accomplish. I think that getting this broadband project as far as we have has been, a labor of love, in collaboration with the mayor's office, with the mayor, with Chris Walker. Like, this is a it's a big infrastructure project, and I think, that getting that over will be the thing that I care about most.
Okay, I do have to ask: does the issue of the salaries or the statues have anything to do with your decision?
No, I mean, I was out running for Senate when those things, before those things even had come up. So, those have nothing to do with running or not running.
Okay, any advice for your successor, Ian?
Listen first, react after, or don't react, but listen and process and act accordingly, let's say. I think the city is in such a great place. People still want to live here. There's high demand for housing. We're fortunate to be seeing continued interest in growth in building here, in the downtown area. I mean, I'm listening in the background. I hear all the dump trucks moving on the parking way or McConville Way, where those new structures, the residential and the medical complex, are going to go up. And that's a big deal. I think that, we're going into very uncertain times. And I think that for Quincy, it's very important that we continue to attract the type of investment that will allow for more people to live, work, and play here.
So, will you yourself be staying here in the city?
Oh yeah, I'm not going anywhere. Yeah, I still have my organization here. We're so focused on the future. We're excited to help contribute to that, just from the other side.
And will we see you at upcoming community events, public meetings, advocacy groups?
Yeah, I think I'll be involved where I need to be involved, if I need to be involved. That's kind of the whole thing, is let's make room for new voices. Let's make room for new energy. I think sometimes it's better to fade off and not, there's instead of just sort of keeping your nose in things that you might not have business about. I think but I am excited to actually learn from a different perspective. I mean, it's been, I think today has been interesting, putting out this message, and the responses that I've received so far have just been very positive. I thought I was making this decision very quickly and easily, and it's just another day and moving on. But it's not so simple. It's a little bittersweet for me. And it, 10 years, I mean, this has been a very consistent part of my life for 10 years. And I have, met, engaged with, developed relationships with such wonderful people. And this city is just such an important place to me that I'm not walking away from the city. I'm just walking away from this role.
Is that a message for your constituents then, that you'd like to convey?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm filled with gratitude for the trust and the faith that people have put in me. I mean, it speaks it volumes, when you go out and you represent yourself as a person that can do work for people, and they put their faith and trust in you, and you got to deliver on that. And I hope I did okay for you guys. So I'm thankful for the opportunity that you've given me five times over to be a leader in this city. And I look forward to continue engaging in the community.
Good to talk to you, Ian. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Joe.
And let me offer our services here at QATV anytime. We're open to the community, yourself included, to come in and use our medium to get your messages out.
Thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate it.
And you're not off the hook. We still got 8 months to
Yeah, I
talk.
know, I know, I know that. I knew you were going to say that.
What's coming up at the next council meeting?
We have an agenda meeting tomorrow. I haven't seen anything come over yet.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll touch base after that, I'm sure.
Sounds good. Thanks,
All
Joe.
right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.